The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about Trivia Tune-Up. I want to make sure we do a shout-out for Bobby. Hey, you can call in anytime. Flat Tire Fiasco. That's what I had happen yesterday. We're also going to review what is the wig formula. Have you heard of that? The wig formula. And hopefully, if we have time, maybe the honey of mercy.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. We will be offering up our trivia question in just a little bit, not quite yet. But I do want you to remember, if you want to touch base with us, if you want to talk about a situation, if you want some prayer, if you want to share a praise report, we are open to that. We love it. 972-445-0770. Of course, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Oh, man. These are the kind of days I love radio. I have two things I want to teach, but I can't teach both. So I haven't talked to Don yet about getting an extra hour. But we got 1 hour going, so we're going to work on that. I do want to offer up. We're going to start right away, and we're going to switch our sponsors. We're going to switch what we normally do because I want to talk about our very own Pamela Melchione. Let me just tell you, we've got some news. We got some breaking news for Pamela Melchione. We have some incredible news. Ladies and gentlemen, her website, theblessedrealtycompany.com, theblessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, realtycompany.com is live. Hey, 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 ho, hey, ho, ho. Yeah. All right, so she's made the transfer. Yeah. There's a latecomer just shouting and giving. That's hilarious. Good job, Robert Mann. So the bottom line is, if you are looking for somebody to help you get involved in real estate, you want somebody who's going to partner with you, you want somebody who's not going to do this just so they can get a little bump in a paycheck so that they can go on a nice little vacay with them and their family, but you want somebody who's committed to the process, whether you're buying or whether you're selling. Somebody who understands that your blood, sweat, and tears are in the process of when you sell a home and what you've put into it, or you've put yourself in a position to potentially buy a home. You want to do business with somebody who can appreciate that, respect that, honor that, and will work with you in that. Now, you're talking, when we're talking about Pamela Melchione, you're talking about somebody who's using her gifts that the Lord has given her to the best of her ability to bless and honor people and to get them into the right place, blessing those homes that people go into and blessing the new homes that people go into when they come out of homes. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Well, you think, well, that sounds long. I know, but see, you won't forget it. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, or Blessed, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. That's where you want to go check out her new website, 817-505-5541, 817. So we give these numbers, and it's like we're not expecting you to tattoo it in your brain. If you ever hear a number on the show and you're like, I can't remember, call the show. email us at the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I'll get you the contact info. 817-505-5541. Great job, Pamela. Congratulations on that. Now, to our next person, no less exciting, no less a believer, a little more goofy. That's what I'm going to go with. I think he'd appreciate that. We're talking, of course, about John.
Big John. Big John.
So here's the big deal about Big John. Here's the thing I want you to understand. Now, Big John, I'm talking about his spirit, not his girth. So, okay. But, you know, if you're a really, 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 really thin person, you might think, hey, okay. Here's the bottom line. During... Yeah, I'm going to get it for that one. That's good. During the rains, there's hail. And when that hail hits the roof, there's damage. The thing is, you can't see the damage from the naked eye. You can't just look or walk around your house and go, there's damage. There's not damage. You can't do that. And we've told you many times before, if the big screen TV blows up while you're watching it because water's coming through, it's a little late, you know? It's run a little late. So you want to have somebody do a free inspection. John will do that and tell you whether or not it's true you need roof repair or roof replacement. Either way, most of the times when John does the inspection and he works with people, they don't come out of pocket at all. His inspections are free. It doesn't cost you anything. He'll be glad to come out, talk to you, see what's taking place. Here's the bottom line. 469 blessed. Uh-huh, that's right. What a great phone number. 469-BLESSED. 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 What a great number. Also, guess what? His website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. So you had theblessedrealtycompany.com. Here's theblessedroofingcompany.com. And you're thinking, that seems awful close. That's right, Sparky. It is. And there's a reason, but we're not going to tell you. We'll let them tell you. Hint, 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 hint.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, here we go. All right, into the show, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody who's going to eventually, I think we'll hopefully have him on the show. His name is Joe. We're going to get into that when I get into my story. Because yesterday after I left here, you know, feeling pretty good. I do want Ace to know, hey, that gift certificate went out, so that's good. I did find out yesterday that our very own Leonard did receive a bumper sticker, sent him off a bumper sticker. We have a bumper sticker that says he created the universe, he can write a book, okay? And then it says davidspoonmedia.com underneath. It's a little bit of a plug, but it's still a cool bumper sticker. So I'm not, you know, there's nothing bizarre there. So I'm driving home, as I typically do, because my wings are too tired to fly me home. And I'm driving home in my car and not really having any problems. And my wife reminded me the day before that she had left a little thing at a chiropractor. And I got a chance to stop by there and pick it up for her. Just doing her a little favor. Didn't even let her know, right? And I said, oh, well, we're going to be switching cars out, so I'm going to want to fill up with gas. So I filled up with gas, and then I'm driving to her place where she's working, and the light comes on in my car. And it's that little – it's not a hazard light, but it's kind of like a warning light. And it comes out of my car, and it says I'm having a tire problem. Now, typically – a car will do that. Maybe it's a little low on air, and my tires run, I think, about somewhere between 34 and 36 at the pressure or whatever. And so I push the little button, and the little button says 24. I thought, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot more than I'm thinking. And I push the button again. It says 21. Guess what? It's doing a steady decline. Here's the problem. If you want to be fully, completely Christian honest, if you have a tough day and then you're trying to do something nice for your wife and then you drive 45 minutes home in traffic and then you do this thing and you fill up with gas and you head towards her place and you get a flat tire, I can tell you it's not the most rejoicing moment in life.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's not the moment that you're sitting there going, you know, I've lived all my life just for this. In fact, as you know, yesterday, I had an opportunity to talk about, you know, having faith in Christ, making sure we keep our eyes on the Lord, also getting away, not getting angry, stuff like that. I told you that because it's true. I told you that because it works. I told you that because it's in Scripture. I told you that because I need to do it too. Yesterday, I think I needed an extra dose. Because after that tire indicated it was going down, it was at that moment that I started to tell the Lord how much I appreciated having a flat tire after having a tough day. Now, I know, again, I'm the only Christian who believes in Jesus Christ that complains. I know I'm the only one. So you'll just have to work with me. Then I go to put air in the tire. Now, I wish I could say this was because I've lost weight. It's not, and I'll explain in a second. But as I'm putting air in the tire, I got more dressed up because I was meeting with John and Pam than I normally do. Like right now, I'm in shorts. So I'm meeting with Pam and them, and so you dress up a little, right? Well, the problem with that is that my one fancy pair of pants has been stretched to the moon, and then I'm putting air in the tire, making sure that, you know, is it a leak, is it not a leak, whatever, and then my pants are, like, not even fitting me right, and I'm right there in the middle of public, and I'm pretty sure I look pretty dopey. And so then I'm feeling even better. I get into where my wife's working. By the time I get to see her, I am frustrated. And in the first couple of sentences, I indicate to her I'm frustrated. Now, I don't know if you've ever gone through this, and I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just telling you it happened. She didn't do anything. She was working. She had nothing to do with any of it. But true to form, as many husbands are, I was like, I'm not happy, as though she was supposed to snap her fingers and make everything perfect. She was trying to get me to just kind of take a deep breath, exactly what I was sharing with you the other day, exactly what I didn't do, exactly what I should have done. I should have used the things that are within the Scripture to walk a better walk, to do a better job. In fact, this morning when I was doing my devotions, I think I spent about half that time repenting because it was like, I just kept telling the Lord how thankful I was for grace and mercy. It's like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because what happens is you know what you're supposed to do sometimes, but sometimes you let the flesh take the first step instead of the spirit part of you. The born-again spirit part doesn't lead, and when the flesh leads, it's a disaster. See, any man is in Christ, he's a new creation, but the key in that verse is being in Christ. A lot of people are not in Christ. I mean, they're in Christ when they're walking in, you know, but in the newness of the Spirit, but sometimes we're not so in. I was not so in. Ironically, there was a bigger plan. Can you believe it? There was a plan that God had that goes beyond my comprehension. I was shocked that I didn't remember that the 50,000 other times that that's happened. Because it happens all the time. We're going to take a short break and come back. When we come back, we're going to dive into the story and into the Scripture so you can understand what's going on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second second commercial whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own commercial whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking.
Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Couple things to keep in mind. If you want to reach the show, you can go to Facebook, David Spoon Media. You can go to YouTube, David Spoon Media. You can go to davidspoonmedia.com. You can send us an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's a lot of David Spoon Medias. Okay. Going to do our trivia question in just a split second. So everybody take a deep breath. It's going to be about Solomon. But I want to carry on with the story that was taking place. And here I want to give a plug to Joe at Rowlett Discount Tire and Auto. So I go into the place where my wife is working and we're talking. And I'm talking to her and I'm really frustrated and my tire is all like, blah, you know, it's over. And I even saw that there was a screw in it. I thought, this is big trouble. So here's what happened. So I said, you got to help me find a place so I can get a tire fixed. My wife pulls up Rowlett Discount Tire and Auto. So remember, I live in Fate, so she's working in Rowlett, right? It's a long drive, I understand. But I give him a call. Joe answers, and he's like, oh, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. Come on over. So I drive over. It's only, about a mile away, less than a mile away from where I'm at. I pull in there. They're kind of waiting for me, which I really appreciate. Let me tell you something about Joe and his team over at Rowlett Discount Tire and Auto. And no, they didn't give me any discount in the sense of for me talking about this or anything. He just looked at the tire. He knew what the problem was. He quoted me a price. They got it taken care of. They fixed it. I was in and out of there in 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes because we talked a little bit. I'm just going to encourage you. They're on Lakeview Parkway, 8408 Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. If you need tire work, I'm going to tell you right now, and I would tell anybody, go to Rowlett Discount Tire and Auto. That guy, fantastic. That team, fantastic. Good spirit, good attitude, right approach. I mean, that was just what a and just to meet him and talk to him, and he's committed to the community. He's aware of the growth that's taking place. He's on top of it from that point of view. And I want to tell you that the Lord used him
to show me how quickly God could resolve a problem that was beyond my control. And instead of me getting upset about it, I should have been thankful that the Lord had it in control in the first place. Okay, Joe, that's your shout out. I told him I'd give him a shout out. Here's why that's important. Why that's important, because as believers, we walk in this understanding that God is not one just doing a kind of a scientific petri dish with all of us going,
ha ha, this is fun. I'm going to make this person dangle over here, and then I'm going to make this person dangle over there.
This is not what God is doing. And that while we go through our universe, and while, of course, we think our world is the universe, there's the Lord helping us in ways we do not know, preparing for us in directions we don't even understand. I'm telling you, as much of a disaster as this could have been, within a half hour, in, out, done, boom, best price. I'm like, what? That was nothing. And there I was getting upset before I got there, before I even knew what was going on. Because you know what? Let's just say it. Let's just say it. Life's not fair. That's what we say. And instead, it's exactly. It's the Debbie Downer syndrome. And it's just like, oh, well. And in our attitude, now here's the funniest thing. 2 Corinthians 2:14 talks about, you know, that we are always led in triumph in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57 and 58 say we're always victorious in Christ. Romans 8:37 says we are more than conquerors. You know we're going to Romans 8:28, just not doing it yet. So the idea behind all of this is to understand that when we look at something, it ain't always so. Can I share a story with you? There's this guy named Saul. Turned out to be a kind of king. Okay, not a great king. But before he was made king, do you remember what it was that led Saul out so that he could run into Samuel? Do you remember what it was? It was lost donkeys. See, this is the thing. People don't see it. See, there were lost donkeys. And Saul's father said, hey, go find those donkeys. There's an implication that maybe Saul lost them. I don't know. Doesn't matter. What appeared to be lost donkeys was actually God sending Saul to Samuel so Samuel could anoint him as king. You get that? What appeared to be one thing turned out to be another. How about this other guy named Saul in the New Testament? Appeared to be a destroyer of the church, turns out to be a builder of the church. What it looks like on the surface is not always what it is. What it appears to be in our eyesight is not always what it is. And what's funny, if you listened to the show yesterday, I was just talking about, hey, don't be looking at, you know, through glasses and letting those glasses help you see something and let you be fearful or let you be, you know, anything else. You got to keep your focus on the Lord. That's exactly what I didn't do. And because of that, the frustration grew. And then because of that, the faith disappeared. And it's like, that's the very thing that I don't want to be doing is the very thing I did. You know, there's theological arguments about Paul when he wrote in Romans 6, 7, and 8. But I can tell you, if you look at Romans 7, Paul is not talking about some past tense existence. He's like, man, I the thing I don't want to do, that's what I do. And the reason you know that that's present tense is because it's true for you too. That's how you know. Because the thing I don't want to do, that's what I did. And if you will think about all of the circumstances, just think about all the things we go through and how they look like one thing and turn out to be something else. That's where the conviction is. That's where it is. Because what it is a lack of trust in the Lord. You know that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 passage? You probably quote it. You probably know it. If you don't know the location, I'll just tell you. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Here's the thought.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner. Why? Because that's what we do.
You see? No!
I mean, we sit there and we go, I get it. I know what this means. I understand it all. We're clueless. I mean, you know, literally clueless. We're like, no clue, zero, nothing. We don't get it. What we think we know, we hardly know. Real humility would say, whatever these circumstances are, there is purpose. There is a plan. There is something that will take place. Is everything just super delightful? So that means that you run through the flower field like tiptoe through the tulips? No? Like Tiny Tim? Tiptoe through the tulips. Nope. But is everything, you know, like your everything like dark, bummer, bad, yucky, ugh? No, it's not. But where we focus, where we put that energy, boy, that's where it gets a lot of life that comes from it. So what we're going to do, I want to explain this formula. It's called the WIG formula. You're sitting there going, what are you talking about?
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
That's right, Toto. I'm going to take you to this other place. I'm going to do this in the next segment. Before we get in the next segment, I am going to drop this trivia question on you and see if you can respond to it. I'm just going to ask it real simply. If you know it, great. If you're not sure about it, you know, you can look it up. I just don't want you to Google it because it's just kind of cheating, right? All right. You ready? Ready. All right. Ready? Ready? Is that our kind of our music? Okay. Here it is. How many proverbs and how many songs did Solomon write? He is attributed with a certain amount of proverbs and a certain amount of songs. Let me know if you think you know that. If you do, call in. Even if you called before, just call in. Don't worry about it. We're not like that. We don't care. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. While people are responding to that and getting that in their mind, I just want to bring up one other person because I think we got like 3 minutes left. Pretty important, right? 2 minutes left. Don't forget about a guy named Joseph. Everything went wrong for that guy. His brothers didn't like him. He was sold as a slave. He was falsely accused. He was imprisoned. All that stuff happened. All that stuff happened. Why? So he could prepare the way for a nation called Israel. What it looked like on one hand, it was not. What God was doing was far deeper. That is impressive that he didn't complain. He was a man who stood fast and firm in his faith. Okay, we're going to take a short break and then come back, and we're going to talk about the WIG formula. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh. It's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly. He's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name. The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs, whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections. I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Then they complained to Moses against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Things to tell you. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. And YouTube, David Spoon Media. is there a theme there? What do you think? Do you think we're following a consistent theme while we're doing the David Spoon Media part?
There definitely seems to be like a connection. I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah. There's something there that makes it all weave together. I'm not sure what that is, but there's got to be something. Okay. Again, and, you know, Robert Mann asked me on the break, you know, was that guy giving you a plug? Did you get a trade? It's like, yeah, I mean, I wish, but we didn't. I just thought he did a really good job and deserved that plug. And so I decided that, you know, I wanted to do that. That's kind of how we do things around here as best as we understand. All right, let's get back to our trivia question because I know it's a bit of a challenge, so I'm going to let people go either direction, and I'm going to give you the place where it's located because it is tough to find it. How many Proverbs did Solomon write? How many songs did he write? The answer is in 1 Kings, the first within the first 5 chapters. That's just, it's like, to me, that's cheating. But okay, that's, I'm just letting you know that ahead of time. So he wrote a certain amount of Proverbs and a certain amount of songs. It's in 1 Kings chapter 4. Okay. 972-445-0770. I want to go right back into what we're talking about because I want to talk about the Whig formula. A lot of people have not heard yet of the Whig formula. I want to share it with you. I had a chance to share this on a national exposure, and but this is more applicable today than it was like 3 years ago, and more applicable than it was when I originally came across this, which was in 2007. What is that? It's like 12 years ago, right? I am not the first person to discover this, and all of the material that we talk about is at least 2,000 years old. Okay. If you'll remember in your lifetime, there are things that you might go through that you are not sure why you go through them, right? So, for example, let's tie it into the political realm since everybody likes to do that. When Barack Obama was initially elected in 2008 and again in 2012, there were quite a few people in the conservative movement and in the Christian conservative movement that were not happy, right?
Then you had a few things transpire. We had Donald Trump come into office, and there was a happiness. But then there was an election in 2018 that some people experienced that, again, was like not happy. You know, we're not happy that these people in certain cities and in certain states voted a particular way. If it was up to Los Angeles and New York and Chicago, they would rule the world. That's pretty much. $1 billion. Anyway, so the idea there is to understand that, and I find this amazing, and I had this conversation with somebody that I dearly love, especially if you're listening. But when Barack Obama came around the first time, there was a discussion that he was like the Antichrist. I do like what J. Vernon McGee said. Most Antichrists probably can't do it in a term. Which is pretty funny if you think about it. He's no longer alive, but that's a great line, and he said this years and years ago. Here's the thing that I want to kind of throw in your direction. The Whig formula stands for this. What if God? W-I-G. What if God? So I'm going to challenge the general notion that takes place on the political front on purpose, because I believe that God is much more sovereign than sauced or to the south or whatever else you want to say. God is sovereign. God is not up there going, oh, this is getting past me, right? And I don't believe, personally, I think Daniel, and again, we can discuss this. I think Daniel is very firm in this discussion, but I don't believe that God is worried about a world leader that rises up in the sense of him not knowing what's going to happen. Like him going, well, I don't know what he's going to do. What's he going to do? So it's hard for me to believe that the Lord allows these things to take place, but then just sits on the side and watches from the sideline going, well, I'm just gonna watch the game here, give a little color commentary over on the side here, and then maybe cover a couple of play-by-plays and not really be involved. That doesn't really seem to bear out in Scripture, especially when you look at Nebuchadnezzar, who was turned into a cow. Hey, that's good. Why was he turned into a cow? Because he disobeyed God. And when he came to his sanity, said, God rules in the affairs of men. God rules in the affairs of men. That's right. Most powerful king ever. God rules in the affairs of men. God rules in the affairs of men. Why? Well, because he was well aware after being a cow that God's in charge. And don't you ever think God's not in charge. You might have a debate on free will, and you might have a debate on election and predestination, and you can have that debate, and there's nothing wrong with having that debate. But don't tell me that God is up there trying to figure out whether he's going to win. Okay? Don't even do it. Just don't. In fact, don't call, because that's silly. You know it's silly. So then the scripture in Romans 9, 22 and 23 says, what if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath, prepared for destruction? I'll explain that in a second. Verse 23. What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory? So the scripture, and when people don't think that I think we need to kind of think along these ways. What if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with patience? In other words, he just waited and was very patient with the objects of his wrath. Those that are going to get it from God, they're going to get it from God. But in his patience, he waits, verse 23, in order to show his objects of mercy, how patient he is. If God is patient with those that reject him, how much more patient is God with us who accept him? And so if he's showing patience and not wiping out those that are opposed to him, how much more patience does God have with you? And what if he's going to show his wrath, he's going to make his power known, but he exerts his great patience on the objects of his wrath who are going to be destroyed, but he does it to make known the riches of the glory for his objects of mercy. That would be us. And it's like, wait, what are you trying to say to me? Here's the key. Patience with object one is for the sake of object two. Patience with object one, his mercy, his I would even say his patience, his willingness to wait and to bear it out is so his people, object number two, can see just how patient he is. He wants us to continually be aware of his patience and his love. And you're thinking, but I know, but see, this is the thing. All you have to do is say, what if God? Like in any circumstance you're in, if you ask that question, then you have to be willing to take the answer. Like, well, this situation's horrible. Yeah, but what if God has a different plan? What if God ordered it that way? What if God wants to do something that you don't know? What if God has something to reveal that's going to be a blessing? What if God? You can always go back to the wig. Yeah, but what if God's doing something that you don't get? If you don't think that happens, maybe it's time to reread Job 1 and 2. Job was thinking, what up? What's going on, right? God is sitting there having a contest. Not even a contest, really. It's a bet. And if you don't think it's a bet, you're just I don't know, you just don't have a capacity to be honest. He has this little bet going with Satan. I'm telling you right now, my Job, he's going to make it. He's going to do a great job. Satan's like, oh, he's not so great. Let's just beat him up, see what happens. God's like, all right, let's see. Job has no idea this is going out. They don't come down there and go, hey, we're going to have a little bet. It's going to be about you, and we're going to see how you do. And then based on how you do, we're going to talk to each other. Job has no idea. What if God has your situation like a Job situation? Well, that only happened back then. Why? Did you not read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, 13 and 14, where it says that God uses his church to show his manifest wisdom to the universe? Are you not aware of that, he does that? Ooh. Like, wait. So what are you trying to say? Like, we're always, like, on stage? Yep. Primetime Heaven, channel 777, 24/7. By the way, everybody saw when you did that, just so you can know. I mean, everybody in heaven, anyway, wherever he's showing his wisdom. Yeah, that's right. Who's the church? We are. Who is he showing to? The powers in the heavenly places. He's showing them his wisdom through our lives. How often is that happening? All the time. Remember that phrase, all the world's a stage? You don't think it just came out of thin air, do you? Of course not. The point being that God is at work in ways, right? And he works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. Right? Right? He's always working. So here's the answer. What if God, in your circumstance right now, right this second, what if God is doing something? What if he's doing something that you don't even understand? I mean, it is his prerogative. It's his prerogative to be God. It's our prerogative to be attached to him by his blessing and grace. All I'm saying is, what if God is doing something you don't know? I'm going to tell you the only faithful response, one that I'm terrible at, again, but the only faithful response to what if God. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Texas. I'm gonna do it until I have the perfect sound where I'm just like, you know, it's just the perfect Texas. I don't care how long it takes. I am a determined Jewish Christian. That's all I can tell you.
It's one small step for man. One
diaphragm for me. There you go. Straight from the moon. I thought that was a good play. I liked it. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Somewhere in there, if you do David Spoon Media, you're going to get something somewhere. Somehow. One way or another. All right, I know that trivia question was tough. Every time I do a tough one, I think, you know, is this the one? Is this one? Because it's not easy to sit there and think of that. Because when you think of, you know, how many Proverbs did Solomon write and how many songs did he write? You don't think of Solomon writing songs. You think of David writing songs and the Psalms. And you think of Proverbs and you think, well, there's 30 Proverbs, but there's individual Proverbs, but there's some Proverbs that aren't from Solomon. In fact, there's some Psalms that aren't from David. And it's like, So I'm just going to give you the answer on that one, okay? So he wrote 3,000 Proverbs. Mm-hmm.
This is the one that will stump you. And 1,005 songs. 3,000 Proverbs, 1,005 songs. 2 Kings chapter 4. I can't remember now if it's 24, 25, 26, 27, 20. It's one of those. It's one of the 20 verses. But anyway, the idea is to, what's really funny about that is we don't really know a lot of the songs of Solomon in the sense of we know that the book, but we don't know those 1,005. Like, well, what are those? I don't know. But I am sure between now and the next 10 years, somebody's going to discover we have found all the songs of Solomon. When they do that and they try and sell it to you, don't buy it. Okay? I'm just trying to save you the money. All right. If the Lord wanted you to know, it'd be in the book from that perspective. So we've been talking about the Whig formula and been talking about what if God. I mean, what if God, and this is what the passage says, what if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath? And what if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to his, the objects of his mercy? So what if God did whatever God does, whatever he's doing for the sake of the objects of his mercy? Who are the objects of his mercy? You are and I am. So what if God did all this stuff because he's really trying to show you and me that he loves us? Because we do a terrible job continually believing, not believing once, continually believing that God loves us. In fact, some people who become Christians believe that God loves them intensely, and then after they've been a Christian for about 20 years, they say, yeah, well, not so much now, because now he knows me. And just think how ridiculous that is. He knew you before the foundation of the earth. God doesn't love you less now. Well, now he's got a chance to know me. It's like, you mean now you have a chance to know you? Oh, okay. I get you. So what should our response be, recognizing that God is doing things on our behalf that we don't even understand? This is where you get, when you're talking about Romans 8:28, the whole context has to do with salvation and justification in Christ. So just taking the verse by itself can be very dangerous. But it doesn't mean the dynamic application principle that's in theology doesn't apply. Here's what the passage says. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, those who have been called according to his purpose. The one thing that drives me batty about that is it says that we know in all things. Now, I'm, again, not an English major, but I'm pretty sure all things means every. So I did a Greek study on the word all, and you know what it means? All. What it means. Like, it means all. It's like all. All things work for the good. All things work for what? The good. Do they all feel good? No. Do they all look good? No. Do they all start good? I don't think so. I don't know. What they end up being, though, is good. Well, that's in relationship to salvation. Your entire life is relationship to salvation. Your justification is done. Your sanctification is in process. Your glorification is in the future. Your existence lives in this. And it's for those who have been, those who love him, you loving the Lord, and have been called according to his purpose. In other words, this doesn't apply to people who are fake Christians. I don't know why that. Why is that hard? I got it. I'm not going to use it wisely because I'm dumb, but I get it. All things, God is working for good to those who really love him and have been called according to his purpose, not for fake people, not for people that go to church and sit on their blessed assurance, so to speak. So what should our attitude be, knowing that God works in ways we're not aware of, that in any situation you can give a hearty what if God, and it would most likely apply, because even in the midst of something good, you don't even know everything God's doing, right? But what should it be our attitude? How do we handle it? 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. how do we do that? We'll talk about that. Pray continually, okay? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Okay, for all those people that are looking for the will of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells you specifically what the will of God is. If you want to know, but I want to know the application of his will for what he wants me to do. Well, you better be active in what the general will is before he's going to give you that much on the specific will. It's not hard. It's like, yeah, you got to do that stuff first. Rejoice always. How can we rejoice always? Well, all things are working together for good. Oh, okay. Well, then give thanks in all circumstances. How can we do that? All things are working together for good. See, you see how this all works together? This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is what God wants? Yes. Well, he didn't mean all things. You just throw up your hands and just look in the sky. You're right. He didn't mean all things when he said all circumstances. He just meant every 15th or something. No. You don't have to add to the word of God or take away from it. You can rejoice always. Why? Because God's working something out for good. You can be thankful in it. Why? Because it's going to end up good. That doesn't mean you have to wait till it's good to say thank you. You know, when I'm just going to say it. I'm getting trolled for this. So when I wake up and my wife gives me a kiss on my birthday and says, happy birthday, and I say thank you, I'm anticipating a whole day of good, right? I'm anticipating like a happy birthday, right? Right? But I am not going to wait for each event to happen in order to say thank you. That's ridiculous. I'm saying thank you early. And often. Because, you know. So that's how you're supposed to do it. And all of this is simply because God loves us. And I find it amazing that people have a hard time with this. What people are arguing against is saying thank you to God. That's what you're arguing against if you don't like it. Your argument is, I don't think people should be thankful. Wow. Talk about the Grinch. Oh. Oh. You need to get more sleep or something. We need to have an attitude of gratitude all the time. That doesn't mean that everything's perfect and doesn't mean you smile, but it does mean you're thankful. And you make sure to communicate that with your King and your Lord. Lord, bless this stuff that we've heard. Let it be a part of our minds and hearts. Throw away anything out of our minds that doesn't work or that you don't like. Seal in all the good. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a 73-hour break. Then we're going to come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Have a good weekend. It feels like I've been running.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.